Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about a place with lots of people living, Europe. We have Clement Rousseff. He is the chairman of the Global Web Congress. Hi, Clement, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, you are calling through Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria.
And very soon the capital of Europe, because next year, starting from January, Bulgaria is taking over the presidency of the European Council.
Oh, yeah.
So it's exciting times for Bulgaria.
It is. Wow. So let's talk about Europe first, because we are both in Europe at this right moment. I'm in London and you're in Sofia. Let's learn how to say that in Chinese.
Let's do it.
We say 欧洲.
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 That's it. And 欧 is the first word, and the meaning originally, ancient time, thousands of years ago, that means chanting, singing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and nowadays, if you check the dictionary, they will tell you 欧 means Europe. It's an abbreviation of Europe, and the ancient meaning, people no longer use it. But you can just remember when people were chanting in the ancient time, they say 欧, 欧. And then that's it. So, 欧洲, that means Europe. And 洲 is just, that means small island. And you can see the water character when you see the symbol. And here, it just means the continent. So, when you talk about America, America as a continent, we say 美洲. And then to say Asia, we say 亚洲. 亚 means Asia. But then, in order to make sure people understand, we just add 洲, which define. It's a continent in terms of the context we are talking about. So, 欧洲 is Europe.
欧洲.
欧洲. And you and I, we are both 欧洲人. 人 is a person. So, people from Europe. It's 欧洲人.
欧洲人.
欧洲人. Yep.
欧洲人.
Exactly. 欧洲人. If we want to be even more specific, we can say, oh, Southern Europe. 南欧.
南
欧. 南, 南 is south, so 南欧.
南欧.
Yeah, and then to say North Europe, we say 北欧.
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 北 means north. And then to say Western Europe, we say 西欧.
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 Yeah, and to say Eastern Europe, we say 东欧.
东欧,
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 东 means east. And to say Central Europe, we say 中欧,
中欧,
中欧, 中 is middle. Right, so Bulgaria is the central of Europe.
Well, not yet, but politically has to come. Otherwise, Bulgaria is situated at the crossroads of Europe, Middle East, Africa and Asia, very close to the Bosphorus that unites it, and it's a beautiful country. I'm hopeful that I will give you good reasons to visit it very soon.
Definitely, yes. And then I heard that Sofia is a beautiful city.
It is. I think the only one in Europe and one of the few in the world where you have the mountain literally starting from the center of the city. And where I live, where my house is 10 minutes away from the ski slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm in a city of 2 million people. Isn't it amazing?
That's incredible. And then, so you can just go to work in the morning and go skiing in the afternoon or the other way around?
That's what I'm doing and many other people are doing. But if you go to a proper big ski resort, then it takes you an hour. But if you just go for a slope of several kilometers, you can do it. And it's fun. And there is... When you're in the center of the city, you can see the night slopes, because there is also a night ski.
Yeah.
And you see the night slopes out there. It's fantastic.
I love night skiing. That sounds a great reason to visit.
It is a great, great experience. I love this city. I'm originally actually from another city called Varna, which is on the Black Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And some 30 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, the archaeologists found there a gold that has been man-made 6,000 years ago, which makes it actually the oldest ever gold produced by the humankind.
That's incredible. And Bulgaria as a country is the population with 7 million people?
Yes, currently Bulgaria is 7 million people, has a beautiful long story, and not that beautiful, depends on the point of view, but for sure long. It's been established in the 681.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, the same lands were inhabited by the Thracians. So it's a land of a lot of history.
Right, yeah. Do you want to learn how to say Bulgaria, your beautiful country, in Chinese?
Please.
Okay, it's very easy. Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, that's it. And Chinese people, as you know, they are pretty smart. They just basically borrow some characters which sound similar to Bulgaria. Bulgaria.
I like the way it sounds, Bulgaria.
Yeah, Bulgaria, the four characters. And when you speak Chinese, unlike speaking English or French, but like singing, Chinese people, they pronounce character by character. So it's like a pendulum, like a da, 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 da. So instead of saying Bulgaria, we say Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. Bao means to protect, and jia is to add on. Li is the prophet. And ya, that means second. In this case, it's the same word as Asia. So it sort of hinted that it's a connection, making profit, adding on profit, and protect between Asia and Europe, I guess.
Well, you know, it sounds great because recently a network we all belong to, World Economic Forum, published my doctrine on the future of Europe. And their Central Eastern Europe and Bulgaria has exactly that role,
mm-hmm.
to protect and hopefully reinvent the future of Europe.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Clement, for joining us, and you share so much about your beautiful country, Bulgaria, Bulgaria. Today, we talk about Europe, Ojo. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见! 再见, Clement!
再见, Robert.